This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, I'm Sharad Kutin with Ibrahim Sani, Melissa Idris. We're going to continue with the other top business stories. We have a little more time left. I mean, there are other stories that are animating the markets this morning. Ibrahim, what do we have on our slate?
Top of the list right now is the story from Moody's. 1MDB default raises contingent liability risks to sovereign. So Moody's Investor Relations Services said that 1MDB's failure to pay $50 million interest payment raises the likelihood that contingent liabilities will actually crystallize on the nation's balance sheet. Now, of course, they continue on saying that the default increases the probability, particularly through the cross defaults and an associated indemnity, and this will affect a credit rating that comes to a negative for the country.
So are they just stopping short of actually a downgrade? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Usually these investor relations services like Moody's or S&P or Fitch, they would give preambles and warnings beforehand, and you would already have a sense or foreboding tell of what they're going to do.
So this is a red flag to watch out for.
Yeah, okay. Actually, it's like three red flags already. So that is something that we need to worry about. Of course, we spoke about the rising contingent liabilities early on. And contingent liabilities, generally speaking, is just an extra pocket money that we have to set aside in case we have to dip in should loans go bad.
But still, I mean, Moody's is saying that they estimate the total size of the contingent liabilities associated with 1MDB's recent default to be around 2.5% of GDP.
And that's huge because we have, 300, 400 billion ringgit worth of GDP. And when you take, 2 to 3%, that comes to about 9-10 billion ringgit. Now, unless you have 10 billion ringgit lying around to pay these debts, we're in trouble. And this is consistent with some of the statements that we had over the calls over the morning. One of them is YB Wong Chen saying that, believe it or not, there is a looming fiscal crisis. It's hard to argue against that following these kind of statements coming from Moody's and beyond.
I just have to ask you, I mean, based on the conversations that we've had this morning from a range of people, market people from both sides of the political divide, what were some of the statements that you took away the most from the conversations this morning?
Well, I think the issue that interests me most was the question of personalities. I mean, we have been fixated with Tan Sri Zeti, not just in terms of the issues, but in terms of personality. We think of her as a bulwark against political interference, against executive dominance, in terms of decisions around our economy. And we look to this new man, Mohammad Ibrahim, to play very much that same role, right? So that would be my take. Is that fair? Are we looking essentially at institutional structures and arrangements to guarantee that independence?
I think the conversation will go on, and I think this will also reflect some sort of halo effect that the Prime Minister can basically enjoy at present moment because he actually listened to the markets. You can speculate whatever reason that comes to this decision, but in the end, he chose what the market wanted, and the markets can't get angry with that, right? So whether or not this will trickle down to his political aspect, that remains to be seen. There is another news coming in this morning. Cahaya Mata is in focus. This is very very much tied to the Sarawak elections, actually. So Cahaya Mata eyes Pan-Borneo Highway job. Cahaya Mata Sarawak Berhad, CMS, will actually team up with a few companies. One of them is Bina Puri Holdings Berhad, to actually tender for the Pan-Borneo Highway project. This would come to about 1.7 billion ringgit worth of contract for the consortium with Daya Maju Infrastructure last month. So this contract will be worth about 1.46 billion ringgit to construct the 73-kilometer stretch between the Serian roundabout and Pantu Junction in Sri Aman Division, Southern Sarawak. So there's a lot of infrastructure build-up there in Sarawak.
Okay. Well, this is just one of the contracts as part of this massive project. I mean, we're talking about 16 billion ringgit, the cost of this project. But Sharad, a couple of days ago, you brought up a really interesting point where you said that should there be new contracts awarded and new projects announced during the campaign period for a state election?
Yeah, again, this comes back to the issue of, the federal nature of the of our system, right? So we have a state-level election. We have a caretaker government. They should, of course, be announcing any projects or giving me any money. But how about the federal level? Is federal government then, you know, can it just carry on with its own projects and announce, you know, monies to be spent that might affect voter sentiment? Is it separate, or should the Election Commission be stepping in and saying, well, actually, federal government, don't announce anything related to Sarawak at this point in time, because that would be seen as trying to buy votes? The Election Commission, I think, by custom, tends not to weigh in on these issues. It tends not to show the way or give guidelines to politicians. And that's probably something that's really lacking in the system.
Why are we ever ready to call a caretaker government the caretaker PM, but we haven't heard the term caretaker chief minister, actually announced by anyone?
So technically, we should be referring to Adnan Satim as caretaker chief minister.
Yeah, yeah. I think very important for monitors, to the extent that these elections are monitored, to see whether, you know, government infrastructure and resources are being used by the incumbent party and government in this elections. Should they be using official cars? Should they be using state media in promoting a partisan agenda and basically their electoral platform? So all these questions again come back to the issue of our electoral system and whether it's free and fair. Now, we're going to come up, the news is coming up at the top of the hour, and we'll be back with more discussions as well as opening numbers on the market. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.